Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Monday, March 3rd. You'll be interested to know, 19 years ago, today in 2005, American adventurer Steve Fossett accomplished the remarkable feat of completing the first solo nonstop circumnavigation of the globe without refueling, landing in Kansas after an impressive flight lasting more than 67 hours. This groundbreaking journey marked a significant milestone in aviation history and showcased Fossett's extraordinary determination and skill. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. This morning, it's mostly sunny, and it feels like 5 degrees, with 9 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 5:44, and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:17. It looks like we're in for some sunny skies today, with a high near 31 and a light northwest breeze. Tonight, expect partly cloudy conditions with a low around 22 and a gentle west wind. For all you beach runners out there, the first low tide Monday will be at 7:30 with the high tide just after 1:30. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 36 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, expect mostly sunny skies on Tuesday, with a high near 48 and light southwest winds. Rain arrives Wednesday with a high near 56 and gusty south winds. Rain continues Thursday with a high near 57. Nights will be mostly cloudy with lows around 31 to 49. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sends you. In local news, 2 4-month-old puppies were discovered tied to a tree on the grounds of the Nobles and Greeno School in Dedham, according to animal rescue officials. The dogs, described as mastiff types, were found by animal control and taken to a nearby Animal Rescue League shelter. Investigators do not believe there was malicious intent, but rather a case of a pet owner in crisis. The healthy puppies, one male and one female, had matching leashes and collars. They will soon be available for adoption at the Animal Rescue League's Dedham Animal Care and Adoption Center. Now on to sports. Devontae Adams' time with the New York Jets appears to be ending after just 11 games. Reports indicate that the Jets are fielding trade offers for the 3-time All-Pro wide receiver. However, the prevailing belief is that they will ultimately release him. Adams has 2 years left on his contract, carrying cap hits of $38,300,000. The Jets would incur a dead cap hit of over $8 million if they release him before June 1st. Several potential landing spots for Adams include the Green Bay Packers, Pittsburgh Steelers, Washington Commanders, and the Los Angeles Chargers. In local sports, last night, the Celtics edged out the Nuggets 110-103 at TD Garden. Jaylen Brown led Boston with 22 points, while Derek White sank a crucial floater in the final minute. Denver's Nikola Jokic contributed 20 points, 14 rebounds, and 9 assists. The Cs improved to 43-18, while the Nuggets stand at 39-22. Wednesday night, the Celtics, sporting a 43-18 record, will host the Portland Trail Blazers at TD Garden. Tomorrow night, The Bruins, at 28, 26, and 18, take on the Nashville Predators in Beantown. David Pastrnak, with 76 points, 32 goals, and 44 assists, leads the Bees. In top news, graduate school is facing significant challenges, signaling a troubling future for universities. Jenny Bromberg, an aspiring public health PhD candidate, received a disheartening email from the University of Washington, stating her admission was on hold due to financial uncertainties. Similar pauses in graduate admissions are seen at institutions like the University of Pennsylvania and the University of Southern California. Funding cuts and changes in student visa policies add to the chaos. With the potential for fewer graduate students, the academic workforce is at risk, which could undermine future research and educational quality. In business news, Major League Baseball is facing a significant challenge as ESPN plans to opt out of its contract, marking a new chapter in baseball's television strategy. ESPN chairman Jimmy Pitaro recently informed Commissioner Rob Manfred that the network believes baseball's television rights are losing value, proposing a new deal at a much lower rate. With ESPN's departure after 35 years, the league must now seek new national broadcasting partners for the seasons from 2026 to 2028. Manfred envisions a centralized rights model that could enhance revenue and competition, addressing the widening gap between big and small market teams. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is up 10% over the weekend to about $93,000. Ethereum is up 6% to just over $2,400. And Goatsy's Maximus is up 0.5% to 9 cents. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the Boston area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. Britain's privacy watchdog, the Information Commissioner's Office, has launched an investigation into TikTok, Reddit, and Imgur regarding their practices related to children's personal data. The inquiry will examine how TikTok uses the personal information of users aged 13 to 17 to suggest content, while Reddit and Imgur will be scrutinized for their methods of assessing the age of child users. The office stated, "If we find there is sufficient evidence that any of these companies have broken the law, we will obtain their representations before reaching a final conclusion." Previously, Britain enacted tougher social media regulations to protect children from harmful content. And in entertainment news, Bill Murray is fiercely defending his late friend and fellow Saturday Night Live alum, John Belushi. During a recent appearance on The Joe Rogan Experience, Murray criticized journalist Bob Woodward for his criminal and cruel portrayal of Belushi in the 1984 biography Wired. He called Woodward's account completely inaccurate, suggesting that his sources were from the outer circle of Belushi's life. Murray expressed disbelief at the motives behind Woodward's narrative, emphasizing Belushi's profound impact on many careers, including his own. He ultimately distanced himself from the project, stating it smelled funny from the start. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the British politician and writer, Walter Elliot. And he said, "Perseverance is not a long race. It is many short races one after the other. And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.